You know, in the next hour, I'm looking for, still looking for Charlie Lombardi. I'm going to have to call him again at the top of the hour. Mayor of North Providence. Red alert. Usually gets back to us right away. The gentleman been hired at the Secretary of State's office, I think, has some history in the city of North Providence. I did a little research today. He does, and I want to hear the story directly from the current mayor's mouth, because he was involved in it. Hopefully we can get Charlie Lombardi on the radio next hour to talk to you and give us the story. But we talk to our bloggers from Anchor Rising every Wednesday night at this time, and Justin Katz joins us. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Matt.
How are you, sir?
Oh, not bad.
Excellent. What's going on in the blog today? How much pension coverage are you guys getting on the blog?
It's the hot topic.
Yeah.
But a quick anecdote related to your Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
I snuck past the guards and took the kids down to visit family in New Jersey, and going to pick flags on Wednesday morning around 9 o'clock. What should I see on the New Jersey Turnpike but a low numbered Rhode Island license plate?
Headed to Florida.
Well, I don't know. They kept going south when we turned off, so I don't know. But it was a senator. So there you go. Even in New Jersey, the low number plate stands out.
That's
well
right.
Worth all the corruption.
Oh, yeah. Why not, right?
But, yeah, but we've been talking about the pension mess. And per your conversation, I'll be very surprised if the General Assembly does anything that will cause an upset.
Right.
I mean, for the reform, I don't think there are enough people who want reform at this point. You've got the Holy Trinity thing. I've written about the Four Horsemen of Rhode Island's apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
and that's political insiders, the bought commodities union people and people who get welfare checks, ultra-rich people, and then the crazy left-wingers.
Mm.
And for the General Assembly, above all, is going to try to keep that alliance together. And I don't think there's going to be much of an upset. But maybe you'll be surprised.
So I come up with the Holy Trinity. You come up with the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Who are they again?
So it's the powerful insiders. That's,
yeah.
You know, all the senators and reps and union reps and all the people who run the Poverty Institute, you know, people who are inside.
Mm-hmm.
There's the people, they're masses, the union people, the welfare people, all the people who live off the government and have to vote a certain way. Then the rich people like Sheldon Whitehouse, who don't care about anything except their vanity, so they can play around with social structure.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the left-wingers, you know, college professors and college kids.
The ideologues, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
The Four Horsemen. Behold the pale horse. The man who sat on him was Gordon Fox, and hell followed with him.
But now they need vote ID to get to vote.
Yeah. Well, that should be interesting.